In this bulletin, the major parties condemn Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party for seeking millions of dollars in support from America's gun lobby. The federal government threatens social media giants with new laws restricting the broadcast of violent vision. And the NRL, the Sydney Roosters, sign a 25-year deal to play at a rebuilt Sydney football stadium. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Representatives of One Nation have been filmed attempting to elicit millions of dollars in donations from America's gun lobby in an Al Jazeera documentary to be aired on the ABC. Pauline Hanson's chief of staff, James Ashby, and the party's Queensland leader, Stephen Dickinson, were secretly filmed meeting with pro-gun advocates in Washington, D.C. last September. The footage shows the senior One Nation figures discussing the softening of policies on gun ownership with the National Rifle Association. Mr. Ashby and Mr. Dixon also discussed possible donations in an attempt to help it win more seats in the Australian Parliament.
If One Nation could get $10 million,
yep,
you'd pick up eight Senate seats.
That guarantees you balance of power. I mean, that would have the whole government on board.
Neither Ms. Hanson, Mr. Ashby or Mr. Dickinson have commented except through a statement by Mr. Ashby. In the statement, Mr. Ashby has accused Al Jazeera of being a state-owned propaganda arm of the Qatari government and said the party had referred the matter to ASIO and the Australian Federal Police. The party insists it strongly supports the rights of lawful gun ownership and claims Al Jazeera targeted it because of its policies on restricting immigration. And Australia's two major political parties have condemned Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party after reports it approached the US gun lobby for tens of millions of dollars. Labor leader Bill Shorten says One Nation's strategies betray the Australian political system.
The idea of One Nation political party operatives going to the United States, seeking millions of dollars, promising to water down gun law protection in Australia, that was absolutely horrifying.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says seeking to weaken Australia's gun laws is not on, but he's refused to say whether One Nation's actions would convince the Liberal Party to preference the party below Labor and the Greens at the upcoming election.
There are many candidates for who should go last, and you won't know all those names and all those individuals and all those parties until nominations close.
In other news, the federal government is drafting laws under which social media companies would be breaking Australian law if they didn't take down footage of violent criminal acts as soon as they learn about them. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is set to discuss the issue with executives from the tech giants in Brisbane. The meeting comes less than 2 weeks after the Christchurch mosque's massacre, in which 50 people were killed. A video of the terror attack in which a lone gunman opened fire at two mosques during Friday prayers was live streamed on social media. United States President Donald Trump has recognised Israeli sovereignty over the disputed Golan Heights, a border area seized from Syria in 1967. Mr. Trump says the move has been a long time in the making.
Under my administration, the unbreakable alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger. You read things, you hear things. It's never been stronger. Just remember that. People talk, but it's only talk. Our relationship is powerful.
The U.S. recognition breaks with decades of international consensus. The Syrian government says President Trump's move is a blatant attack on sovereignty. Russia says it fears what it calls a new wave of tensions in the Middle East following the decision by the U.S. To the NRL, and the Sydney Roosters have signed a 25-year deal to make the new Sydney football stadium known as Allianz Stadium home when it reopens in 2022. The facilities in the process of being knocked down and rebuilt for a total of $730 million. Labor has threatened to scrap the project if it was elected in New South Wales election last weekend, but the project's future was assured following the Coalition's win. The Roosters will play out of the Sydney Cricket Ground next door for the next three seasons. Let's check out the weather for tomorrow. Mostly sunny in Perth, 33 degrees. In Adelaide, also sunny and 23. Melbourne, much the same, 21. Fine weather also for Hobart, 20 degrees. In Canberra, the sun continues and 23. Partly cloudy for Wollongong, 22. In Sydney, also partly cloudy, 24 degrees. In Newcastle, partly cloudy as well. That's 25 degrees there. In Brisbane, rain at times and 26. In Cairns, a shower or 2, 31. And in Darwin, a storm likely with a shower or 2, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.